thank you for taking time on your Sunday to log into this call and to just pour in to everybody that's on the line. Is such an honor. You guys, just for being on, we win. Just for being in Ambit, we win. But it's tonight we're going to be talking a lot about plugging in and events and just really just getting together and being a part of Ambit, being a part of what we're really about. And that is, I mean, just enriching people's lives. So I am really, really excited to be on this call because, you know, Brian McClure had started this call even before I was in Ambit. And I used to listen in and just be a listener. And to be asked to speak on this call is just, it's just surreal because we're like, oh my gosh. And I always forget that, you know, everybody that's in Ambit, you know, we're all working really hard, but to start being noticed and to start being recognized and to start being included in some of the things that I used to call, you know, the big kid stuff, we're just besides ourselves. So we're glad to be on there. But I've got my husband on the line, and I'll tell you, a lot of what we have, it just would not even be, you know, available for us if he didn't keep us in this business, because I tried to quit 5 different times for 5 different reasons. It's really easy to, you know, get discouraged and just make a decision to quit, because it's the decision to get started is one decision, but the decision to keep on going no matter what, it's a whole nother game when you just start doing Ambit. Okay, because we can get in Ambit, but then we've got to start doing Ambit. And I remember Justin Title, I heard him say it first on stage. It's one thing to get in Ambit, but it's another thing for Ambit to get in you. So this is a big deal for tonight, what we're going to talk about, because events changed our life in Ambit. We wouldn't still be here. But my husband kept us in the game, and I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful for our team. I'm so grateful for the Crossline people that didn't make a dime off of us, that just kind of kept us engaged and kept us part of this Ambit family. But again, my husband, the father of my children, the love of my life, we wouldn't be here without him. Kevin Duncan, are you there?
I am here. Actually, we wouldn't be here without you, because you're the one that decided to get started. So Rose is the one that actually kicked all this stuff off. But here's what I love about what you just said, babe, is you said the decision to get started is a single decision. But staying in Ambit, you're actually having to make that decision constantly throughout the entire time that you're in Ambit Energy. And the reason that we're talking about events today is because if I think all the way back to the very first, you know, time that I saw this business, this was after Rose joined. So Rose went to a business presentation without me and joined. And then the very next week, I went to the business presentation. And if I think all the way back to that time, the one thing that kept us in this business, and I think every single leader in this business, certainly all the millionaires, you know, executives and national consultants will echo this, is that the events are what actually kept us in. Because every time we went to the event, I basically reaffirmed our decision that we're staying. This is it. We're getting to the top of this business. And it didn't matter if it was a home party, didn't matter if it was a local meeting, didn't matter if it was a corporate event. Every time we went to one of those events, you know, my confidence level and Rose's confidence level, you know, got pumped back up, and we went back out there into the real world, and we kept on talking about this business. And if I could say that there's one thing that, you know, honestly, Ambit's, you know, missing a little bit because of the COVID and the shutdowns and all that stuff, it is the events. Now, to be fair, we've had, you know, Zoom events, and people have been able to keep building, but we're just now getting to the point of where everybody's getting back out into the world and everything's normalizing again, and you're going out to the live events and having trainings and corporate events and things like that. But that's the key to this business. It's the events, because the events get you around people, and people are what builds this business. The excitement that you give them from these events, that's what builds your business. That's what builds the belief. That's what grows your paychecks. That's what gets you to the next level. It's all around events. So, you know, you don't really think about how important that is. And most people kind of, you know, take it for granted. But right now across the country, there's now weekly, you know, and bi-monthly events going on in multiple cities. And, you know, I want to give a quick shout out to the ladies. They have a new Empowering Women event that they have going on, although most of it's Zoom, but in some of the local cities, they've got live events. But kudos to them. I mean, they are really just kicking butt on getting the ladies out there to these events. Matter of fact, they had a Zoom event. I think they had almost 300 people on the Zoom event. And what that tells me is AMBIT's coming back. So these live meetings that people are having, you know, the home parties and everything else, I think they're making a huge comeback. And that's the wave that you want to jump on. Because if you haven't been paying attention to AMBIT, at Ambition, they called it the AMBIT relaunch. And in my opinion, we've been in the business now, I think, 12 years, coming up on 13 years, I think. And right now, in my opinion, is a better time to be in AMBIT than at any point in the entire past. And I think if you ask some of the people that have been around for as long as us or even longer than us, I think they're going to agree with that. AMBIT, if you haven't noticed, has completely stepped up their game in terms of, you know, putting on, you know, corporate trainings and corporate events and AMBIT on the road and, you know, everything that they're doing around the United States to basically aid the entire consultant group. It's all around what? It's all around events. If AMBIT's coming to your town, you need to get on the phone, start texting, start emailing, and get everybody that you can in that local market to that event to see the corporate office, and bring every single person that you've ever talked to about AMBIT with you and get their butt in those seats. If you want to grow your business, that's the key to growing your business. And I know this because here's the example I'm going to give. All the way back when we were senior consultants back then. No, we were executive consultants back then. Justin Duncan. He was, I think he was 14 or 15 years old, you know, not quite old enough to join AMBIT Energy. But the very first time he saw AMBIT, Rose had taken him to an AMBIT business presentation. It's like, hey, do you want to go with mom to see what we do? And he's like, sure. He went there. He sat through the entire presentation. And then he got it. As soon as he saw it, he got it. He's like, Mom, I want to start. And she's like, listen, you got to turn 18 first. Well, on his 18th birthday, he saved his own money up, $465. And this is the power of that live event. He saved his own money up, $465, came to the event and signed up on his 18th birthday. And he said, okay, Mom, what do I got to do? She's like, I need you to fill this entire front row with your friends at the next meeting. So he did. Very next meeting, Justin had the entire front row filled with everybody that he could get from his high school buddies to that meeting. Now, some of them, truthfully, weren't old enough yet to join AMBIT Energy, but the ones that were 18, they joined on the spot. He let the meeting do the work. He let the excitement do the work. Not only his excitement, but the excitement in the room and the excitement from the speakers, he let them do the work. And that's where his and his brother's business started. The next week, had the whole front row filled up again, right? He was at 18 years old, bringing more guests than those grown adults were. And then that's week after week after week, and they just kept building their business, and now they're executive consultants in the business because they came to the events. They let the events do the work. That's the key. Even if you can't go, you need to get your people to that event, to that live event. And that's what builds your business. So if you're not going to live events, you know, biweekly or monthly or wherever they're at in your area, you're missing out. If you haven't restarted your home parties yet, you're missing out. If you're not signed up for Millionaire Mastermind, you're missing out. Because the people that are up there on that stage or the people that you meet in the meetings, not just your guests, but you, those are generally the people who've already walked in your shoes, right? They've already been down the path that you're going down. They've already had the struggles that you're having. They're the key to you getting from where you're at to where they're at, right? Whether it's, you know, from marketing to regional to senior to executive, or even national or billionaire, you know, those are the people that you need to learn from. And the only place you're going to learn from them is at the meetings, at the corporate events, at the executive tours. You know, anything that you can go to, you go to. Now, at the time when Rose and I were building the business, when we were, you know, head down and just building like crazy, when we were seniors and executive consultants, at one point, I think we were going to, five meetings a week and doing a home party on Fridays or a Saturday, you know, whether it was our home party or someone on our team. So probably 5 or 6 days a week, we were gone. We were out doing something. You know, we weren't waiting for someone to, you know, call us back. We weren't waiting for someone to text us back. We weren't waiting for someone to come knock on our door and tell us that they were interested. We were after it. And if someone no-showed us, okay, if someone no-showed us, I don't know anybody who's, if any of you guys have ever been no-showed, right? If someone no-showed us, we didn't let it bother us. We went out and found someone else, and we just kept on dripping and dripping and dripping and dripping and getting these people to those events. Because we knew if I could get them there, that was it. If I could get them to see it, that was our goal. Our goal wasn't to go sign up as many consultants as we could, at least not entirely. Our goal was to get as many people in those rooms every single week as we could. Because by then it was the law of numbers. Once they saw it, once they saw that they didn't need to know anything, they just needed to get someone to that room and let the people in front of the room do their job, which is put on a good presentation and then walk around and answer questions after that. Once they saw that's the key, all I got to do is get someone here, I can do that. If I don't need to know anything about the business, I just got to get someone to the meeting, that I can do. And that's the power of the event. So I'm going to let Rose talk real quick about an event that we have coming up. But, you know, if you take one thing away from this call tonight, starting today, that needs to be your goal, is to get online, go to events.ambitenergy.com, look at their calendar, find a local event in your area, and commit for the next 6 months to attending and bringing as many people as you can, both your consultants, your downline, and guests to those meetings as possible. You want to see your business explode between now and ambition? Commit to that. And I guarantee you're going to see a humongous growth. Is it going to be a lot of work? Yes. Is it going to be exhausting? Yes. But is it going to be worth it? I can 100% say yes. It's going to be 100% worth it. So I'm going to give it over to Rose real quick. Rose, you there?
Yes, of course. Here. All right. So yes. Okay. Gosh, echo everything Kevin said. I'm going to tell you guys, when we first got in this business, it was so funny because, you know, I was excited to just be in Ambit, you know, and then I was like, okay, now I actually have to do something. But then people started like right away asking me if we're registered for Ambition. And I'm like, I just joined. What are you talking about? I just paid to become a consultant. And now you guys want me to pay to go to an event? Are you kidding me? I was like, oh Lord, they're trying to nickel and dime me. This is suspect. And, you know, and my guard went up right away. I'm from California. Everything, you know, everything is suspicious. You know, everything's a scam. So I just started like red light, red flag, you know, hold on a minute, wait. And it was one of the reasons I was going to quit again. Right? So I was like, but then when I started to realize there were people asking me if I'm registered for Ambition that weren't even in my, what I knew to be my upline. I'm like, does this guy make any money off me? And they're like, no, that's Riley Harpole. He's not even anywhere in your organization, you know, above you or below you. Like he's just, you know, he's just checking on you. And I'm like, that's weird. Why? And, you know, we start to realize that there are people that are in Ambit Energy that want to see you successful. And part of becoming successful, I will tell you 100%, is plugging into these events, plugging into especially the two that are corporate given, right? One is Ambition, okay? The other one used to be called Simulcast, now it's called Kickoff. And it's so funny because people are like, yeah, but these are paid events, you know, you got to pay to. Yeah, but if you think you can't afford to attend these events, whatever the ticket price is, honestly, you can't afford not to. It goes hand in hand with growing a bigger business. You can't grow a bigger business if you don't know what you're, you know, what you're doing, right? You can't learn if you don't get around the people that have already done it. And you get inspired. Oh my gosh, you get inspired for going to these things. And I remember the first ambition, I was telling you that story. I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to buy my ticket to go. And I remember saying, but I remember I was saying we couldn't afford a whole lot back then. It was everything I had just to get us in Ambit because I had to use a credit card. In fact, I had to use a brand new credit card, activate it without my husband's permission, signed us up. And back then, to get in Ambit, it was $429. And then you put tax on top of that. And I was just like, oh, my God, he is going to be so upset, but he'll be fine because – he's going to thank me. He's going to thank me later. Because if this is what I think it is, oh my gosh, we'd be crazy not to join. Because did you guys know my dad had the chance to build one of the be a part of one of the first cell phone towers that went up in the Silicon Valley, and he said no to that opportunity? He said no because he said a phone without a wire is never going to work. And I remember how upset my mom was when she started seeing all of the people that did participate just rolling in dough after that. My mom spoke like 3 or 4 languages, and she told him off in every single one of those. And it was because of that moment in our life. As a child, I watched this. I said, I am not going to miss something this big. And I've been in other things before. Everything could look like a good idea, all right, to the right person, right? But this one was unique to me because they were saying what happened in telecom is now happening in energy. And at the moment when I was signing up, I worked for Verizon Wireless, and I was working 80 to 100 hours a week, and I could not afford to take the day off on a Saturday to go to this Ambition event that they're talking about. So I had it all planned out. In fact, I was the scheduling manager. So what I did was I set myself up to be the closing manager that Saturday. So our plan was, we're going to get in the car, we're going to drive out there. We had to get from Round Rock to Dallas. It was about a 4-hour drive. And I was like, it's okay, we're going to wake up at 0:30. We're going to get in our car, we're going to get out there, we're going to walk in, we're going to register. All you have to do is register, and you get the attendee only bonuses, you get checked off for being at the event. And I'm like, we're not going to go in there, we're not going to mess around. It's just another dang rah-rah. I'm already in Ambit. I get how these things go. I've been in Mary Kay. I've been in Mona B. Been in Melaleuca, Amway, Quickstar. Then it was Amway again, Pampered Chef, Prepaid League. Been in all that. And they all have conferences. So I get it. We're going to go down there. We're going to check in, and we're going to come back. We walked in. We got there at, gosh, I want to say we got there at 9 o'clock, and our plan was we're going to walk in. We're going to check in. We're going to sit down for a couple hours, and we're going to leave by 11 o'clock because I needed that much time, exactly that much time, to drive back to be at work and check in on my shift by 3 o'clock. Okay? So that was our plan. I was like, we got to leave no later than 11, and you've got to zoom down the highway. We walk in. We see a room full of people, and it was just jaw-dropping to me to realize, hold on a minute, these people have come in from all over, and they're doing the same thing I'm doing. They're just kind of plugging into this event, and I'm going, wow, there's more than just our little town of Round Rock in our little room of our little BP, in our little circle of the people that I have thought all I knew of Ambit were them. And now it just got so much bigger. And then they call our number, and we win an iPad. I go running up to the stage to collect the iPad. They're like, ma'am, you didn't win. I'm showing them my ticket. I was like, yes, I did. Kevin, give me your ticket. Because it was his ticket that won. But either way, you know, when he wins, I win. And I took that iPad, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so great. And they were like, make sure you don't leave, because after lunch, we're going to be raffling off the big prize. And I was like, oh my God, I can't go back to work. And for the first time in my adult life, I called in sick. First time ever. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, we might be crazy. but we'd be crazy not to, right? I'm going to stay. I want to stay, and I want to get this full. And I was front row Joe the entire time. I soaked it all in. We stayed for the entire event. We even stayed for the grand finale party. And I ran around that dang convention asking millionaires to sign my magazine because I had one of the magazines that had all the first yellow jackets on it. Brian McClure was one of those people on there. You should have seen me standing in line to take a picture with him. Okay? It was a big deal. I was starstruck by a lot of these people that have been successful in Ambit, and I wanted to be like them someday. And you guys heard some of the leaders that were getting on just to listen and participate in this call. They're millionaires. Okay? Danielle and Stephen Lee are millionaires. They got on just like the rest of us, right? Because we're not done learning. And there are people that are on our team and around our team that want to get to where we're at. And so why are we doing a call on a Sunday? Because y'all are listening to this call on a Sunday. And that's why we're happy to be a part of it. Do not miss these events. The kickoff was insane. We filled up the live at Arlington, Texas, and it was just on fire. I hope they have it there next year again. And for those of you that missed it, don't worry. Make sure you get there live. If you can get on a plane, get on a plane, because nothing beats being live. I love that they made it available for those of you to tune in at home. It was only a $25 ticket to do this event, but the bonuses that came around the people that actually logged in and watched or got in their car and drove over there to participate live, they all won. The extra attendee-only bonuses are huge. We have a guy on our team, and he's always the testimony. Jeremy Hennessy will tell everybody he had to learn it the hard way. He did not get registered for an online virtual event because he just didn't see the importance of it. And when he got his bonus check for all of his hard work in the week, he was like, how come I didn't get the triple bonuses that they were talking about? It was because he didn't attend. Not even virtually, he didn't attend. And all he would have had to do was log in on his smartphone device and just watch. And he would have gotten all of the same perks as the people that got on a plane and got over there. All right, but the local BPs, they're important too. If you guys think you're too busy and you can't go, or you know what, you don't have a guest and you don't need the meeting right now because you don't have anybody showing up for the meeting needs you. We need people in those seats. We need people. You know what was great is the beginning of this call, and it wasn't recorded. We knew almost everybody that was coming on. You don't get to know everybody around you, all of the other leaders and all of the other areas of this world, unless you're around them, unless you're putting yourself in a position to plug in to those people that are worth plugging into. Because we all have the same objective. We all want to be successful in our Ambit Energy business. And we all want to help each other do that. Because you don't even know who you're helping. You don't know if what goes around comes around, okay? I truly believe in that. And there are people that helped me and Kevin in our early days that we just feel like we owe them. We owe them so much. And so when people come to us, and we find out that they're on their teams, we're like, oh my gosh, what do you need? What do you need? Whatever you need, we will help you. Because those are people that helped us. You know, the team you're on, oh my gosh, we believe in Team Ambit. We believe that doesn't matter, upline, downline, affiliation, doesn't matter. If we are all working together to get our brand as strong as possible, to get as many positive people surrounding our label, which is Ambit Energy, we're going to win. We're going to win. We want everybody working Ambit. You've got to squash your differences. Don't bring drama. Leave it at the door. I remember a mentoring session that I had with Brian McClure. Oh my gosh, he drinks a lot of Snapple. And so he said, Rose, see this bottle right here? This bottle has a lid. and it was a Snapple bottle. He had drank like four of them that day and already. And he's like, you're going to take everything negative and you're going to put in that bottle and then you're going to put the lid on it. And you're not going to worry about that bottle. I was like, oh, and I was just imagining everything. And I'm a woman, so I like to talk. I like to gossip. I like to, you know, all of that. I get angry. I am just, you know, firecracker, right? So what he was asking me to do, to put it in that bottle and put a cap on, I was like, Brian, that's just not healthy. And so he just kind of taught me something, though. He's like, you can't let this, what you put in this bottle, you're putting the lid on it because you can't let it affect your business. Because nobody wants to be a part of something that's negative, right? We have got to keep it positive all the time. And let me tell you, excitement, positivity, it's contagious. If you've got it, then you can give it to everyone. So if you could get to these events, everybody is hype over there. Oh my God. If you guys haven't had a chance to meet Zach Wood, Lord, that guy is just constant smile on his face. Julian Emerson, run around. The second they come into the room, everybody starts woohooing. I don't know what happens. It's the sound that comes out of everybody's mouth when Julian Emerson steps foot into the space. Everybody starts going, woohoo! You know, it's just great. And then the trainings. Millionaire Mastermind 5 is the fifth annual event that we are doing because it works. It works. And these millionaires are coming out and training for free for all of us, for everyone, for you that's on this call, for your team that hasn't made it on the call, for your team that hasn't even joined yet. The registration is free. TeamAmbit.com to get your free ticket. If you want to participate in the raffles, my gosh, I got Kevin to buy some amazing prizes. We're giving away a 55-inch TV. We're giving away a laptop. We're giving away a 43-inch TV. We're giving away a Ninja Foodie air fryer because for some reason people just want that dual one with two drawers. It's a big deal right now. We're giving away a ton of stuff, an iPad, a tablet. We're giving away, you know, AirPods. I mean, we're just giving away stuff because if you participate in the raffle, the proceeds go to Ambit Cares. And I've already seen the work of Ambit Cares. They're really out there helping people. They're worried about feeding America, which I appreciate because I know there's emergencies all over the world, but we've got emergencies right here at home. And I love that they're focused on making sure that Americans aren't going hungry. So Kevin, are you still with us? Are you still with us?
Yep, I'm still on. Yep.
I want you to tell everybody all of the cool speakers that we have lined up for this because some of them, I'm going to update the flyer tonight because two more have just rescheduled their own day on the 29th, April 29th, to make sure that they can help and participate and train on this very, very important day for us. So we're honored. Kevin, who do we have speaking at Millionaire Mastermind 5?
Okay, so real quick, here's who we have. So this is why you do not want to miss the event. Like I said, the millionaires back in 2018, Rose and I weren't millionaires yet. We were trying to think of an idea of, you know, how do we get as many of these people in one place as we can to teach as many people as they can how to get to where they're at. And we were interested in, you know, listen, if you can make money and you make sense, we want to learn from you. So we started Millionaire Mastermind. Now, this one's going to be, I think, one of the best ones. So we've got Ambit Ambassador, Brian McClure, is going to kick off the meeting for us. We were so blessed, but I knew he liked Rose a lot. So I'm like, Rose, I got an idea. So he said, absolutely, he will speak at the event. And then we've got Frank Schmilling, the number two income earner of all of Ambit. He's going to be a guest speaker and trainer at our meeting. Justin Title, he was number one in the multifamily business. But what most people don't know about Justin Title is he's been in network marketing for 20 years. The guy is a fountain of information on how to get from, you know, he started as an MC and has an absolutely humongous business. We've got Lane Winsett, again, another huge, huge information source. David Bilmar, Mass Food Mirror. TN Bowie's going to be here. Of course, Rose and I get to speak because we finally got our yellow jackets, right? Tiffany Owen is going to speak. She's actually in our upline, Tiffany Owen is. And then we've got quite a few corporate speakers. We've got Jeremy Ochoa is going to be speaker on there, Daryl Starkweather, Brandon Craddock. He's someone from corporate. He actually gave a presentation on social media marketing, fan-friggin-tastic presentation on marketing on social media. So he's going to come online and give us a training. And then Eric Reisdorf has agreed to speak at our meeting as well. So it is going to be an absolutely amazing. Oh, and we've got a couple of testimonies. I almost forgot. We have Josephine Nzugu is going to give a testimony. And who else, Rose?
Am I forgetting? It's going to be Elizabeth Jimenez and Jose Leon. And then you also don't want to forget the one person who has not missed a Millionaire Mastermind since day one we started. He's been at every single one of the five, and that is our number four income earner this year, Mark Guerra. So we're very, very
Mark
excited.
Mark Guerra's going to be there
as
well.
Yes, and did you say Ray Perez?
Ray Perez. Oh, and I didn't say Ray Perez yet either. Yes, and Ray Perez.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my gosh.
I know. We're going to have a huge lineup. So here's what's neat is we're going to have Spanish and English translation. So if the speaker is there speaking Spanish, they're going to be translating in English. And if they're speaking English, they're going to be translating in Spanish real time. So
and
we
y'all,
will have
I
all
talk
of that
really fast.
Up.
I talk really fast.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to do that.
I'm going to have to slow down a little bit. But yes, I mean, we're trying to make this open and available to everyone. That's why we make it free. And again, all those prizes, they're purchased by Rose and I. They're not coming out of the donations. They're actually coming out of Rose and I's pocket so that we can raise enough money to give back to AMBIT Cares because it's such a great organization. So listen, with that, we're going to go ahead and close. I'm going to let Rose say a couple of closing things, and we'll let you guys get back to your Sunday night and pass the word.
Yes. And I'll tell you, this business has just blessed us to no end. You heard Kevin talk about our boys, Justin and Joshua Duncan. They're responsible for one of the strongest legs growing in our organization. Millionaires are coming out of that leg. So we're blessed that they started AMBIT and they saw the vision early. But even our girls, Jenna Duncan, who's Jenna Brown now, partnered with her sister, Jasmine Duncan, who just turned 18. And Jasmine just decided to quit her job, her little high school job. She worked at a little yogurt shop. And, money has started coming in from AMBIT for her. And so we just went and had our very last Tutti Frutti ice cream that she'll ever serve us. And of course, we had to tip her $20 because it's her last day to, her last day to celebrate her last, her last little bucket of tips. But what was great is as we sat there and finished up our ice cream, she came to me and said, "Mom, I need you to help me with this person. Dad, you gotta help me with this person because they're joining. And oh my gosh, I need them to join because." I'm not going to have this job anymore. And so I want to start making sure we're growing this business. And Jenna has graciously partnered with her as she would to say, okay, partner, I need you to get to work so we can have the money. But it is so great to see that our kids have seen the value of owning their own business instead of helping somebody else, grow their business and making the Tutti Frutti empire even bigger. She's decided to work on her AMBIT business. I'm very, very proud of our kids. I just can't wait for Jaden to turn 18. That's our, you guys, I've got five kids from the same guy on purpose. All right. AMBIT has made it possible for me to stay home with them. And thank goodness, because I've got to, better late than never. I've got to watch them grow, and I stayed home with them while they were still kids. And now we've got one more to hit 18, and I enjoy every single day of it. And you saw pictures of us on Facebook. We were celebrating the AMBIT Fun Club. I want to announce those folks real quick. Honorable mention to Mark and Olivia Guerra, who initiated the we all got to go to Cancun. Okay. Tien and Jill Bowie, who followed suit, we made sure we were okay with corporate to kind of be out there at the same time the five-star winners were out there, because we wanted to celebrate for them. And then we had Fernando and Gwen Rodriguez. They're amazing couple. Julian Emerson Fuentes, we don't go anywhere without them. And then we were there. Even Bobby Ames showed up for a second. But, y'all, these are things that would not have been possible, could not have been possible without Ambit Energy. And, again, this was a core group of people that we all bonded together because we have been celebrating with each other at all of these events, at all of these VPs, at all of these trainings. And, I mean, we're just friends now. We're just family now. It's just easy to win in business when you're winning in Ambit. It's just amazing people. Kevin, I'm sure you got some really cool quote to close us out on. You always do. Go ahead and give it to us so we can finish up our Sunday.
All right. So listen, here's what I want you guys to take away from this. And it's what we really started with. If you want your business to explode, you know, you have got to get these people, you've got to get butts in the seats, basically. You've got to get these people back out to these live meetings. And almost no one comes into this business as a rock star. It's all about the hard work. And I'm going to talk about this at the Millionaire Mastermind, but you just have to aim to improve your business 1% per day. Doesn't sound like a lot, right? But if you just do that, if you just aim to improve it, to do something to improve your business 1% a day, you're going to be 36% better by the end of the year. And we're going to kind of break that down and talk about that at this meeting. But really, if you look at Rose and I's business, that's what we did. We pushed it forward every single day. Our goal is to get butts in the seats, to get as many people in front of these meetings as we can. You know, and there's, you know, if you just do a, you know, if you make a 1% shift in your business, that'll make a 99% difference in your entire life. Listen, I'm going to let you guys go. Have an awesome night. Thank you guys for tuning in. And make sure, again, this is one of those events you want to plug into every single Sunday. Plug in, plug in, plug in, plug in. Thank you guys. Have an awesome Sunday night. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute these lines.